But I'm not supposed to work you like an animal like they were doing the slaves.
I don't believe in that.
But yeah, now getting back to somebody like Martin Luther King. Now, I realize that those colored kids like to play baseball just like my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to play football, and the adults like to play. We can work this out. We don't need nobody like Martin Luther King laying down in the streets. People get fed up with that thing. You see where it's at today. You see where Kennedy's at today. And the next radical, it starts, and when you see it, when he gets out around with the people. Now, George Wallace, in a way, he got shot people. I'm a Wallace man, I'll be honest with you. But these people that just got fed up with George Wallace. These people that got fed up with John Kennedy, and these people got fed up with Bobby Kennedy. I hate to say that. I like all of them. But people just, they get a stomach full of things.
Mm-hmm. But what was it, what I was wondering was, I guess the whites in this area didn't feel too strongly, for Martin Luther King, but when he was assassinated, was there any reaction from the blacks?
Yeah, with the school, a lot of reaction from the blacks at school. They seemed like they was just going to punish me because Martin Luther King had got killed. They didn't do me that way, but that's how they took it. They were a reaction to it. But there was no difference in Kim and Bobby Kennedy did, John Kennedy.
You know how people out in the country, blacks living out in the country, whether there was a sort of a unified reaction.
I can tell you what it is. I hate to say that. And maybe that's not the thing to say. Okay, school was coming. Kids are going right now with my kids. Well, if I had kept on, we making progress now. Martin Luther King is 6 foot. But people get tired of causing this disturbances and bloodshed. The progress is to be made around the conference table and on the law right on that line. I've seen progress made here now. We're just a small community, but we're playing softball here. We're sitting in the PTA meetings, getting them on our committees. And everything else, and Martin Luther King been there, and he's 6 foot up.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a radical out there right now. If we do, they're gonna stop him. This thing will come about, Bob, what I'm talking about. If we're left alone, and I don't mean to say that you can't be left alone. Some law enforcement, these laws, has got to be pushed up, because if we don't, we might neglect them and deprive them of some of the privilege. But we don't need people like Martin Luther King to get this thing accomplished, I don't believe. You take a hot summer like everybody, you know how it is. The first thing you know, Selma laying down in the streets and there's a gunfire, somebody getting killed or nothing. I don't like that. It's not the thing to do. I don't believe that's the way to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let him stand up before the Senate tell him this, but don't get out here in the street and get the people stirred up. You can get their emotions stirred up right quickly.
You talk about different names for Negroes. What different names are there for whites?
Oh, I've heard some, mighty bad names, say particularly about a white woman. I've heard some bad name for white, but not use the same word as, say, a nigger for a negro.
Mm-hmm.
I think, look here, Barbara, what I'm talking about that negro, I know my people call it. My grandmother raised me and my aunt, and they said, there's some niggers that live over there, and they didn't mean to say that.
Mm-hmm.
They just, like I said a while ago about using what was that, the lack of wet and wet, is like nigger and negro.
Mm-hmm.
It's just pronunciation of it. They didn't mean one thing whatsoever.
What different words are there for white people to say?
Well, there's not one that I know of. It's used for the white like it would be for a nigger for the black.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, white people that aren't very well off, that maybe haven't had a chance in education, but they don't much seem to care, they don't work, they just name that you might have for them?
Whites
that you sort of look down on?
Well, now, I hear this. I think it, and they know it to be crummy, slum. I mean, what is white or black? If it's, then it just look down on it, slum or crummy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sorry. Sorry is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry white.
What about something like poor white trash or redneck or crackle?
No, I've heard that word mixing around. Yes, fair. We don't associate any particular word like that with the white.
What words have you heard?
Like I said, it's I know a low class of white.
Uh-huh.
These are the low class, and then crummy, and then slum too.
Mm-hmm.
Trash, not white trash, but just trash.